Thank you. We'll move into item four, Julie. This is a land transaction, briefing, public hearing, and decision.
You know, he just retired.
He was looking great around the field.
So sorry to hear that.
How we doing? It's going to get a little busier now. Yeah, we are about 20 minutes ahead.
My name is Julie Sandberg. I'm Real Estate Services Manager for the agency. And with me today, I have our Region 3 Director, Mike Livingston, who will be making some comments on these two transactions, as well as Bill Richardson with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. The first transaction we have today is located on the eastern slopes of the Cascades in Kittitas County, west of the town of Ellensburg. This property is known as the Heart of the Cascades NJK property due to the ownership and also the affiliation with a much larger project that's been ongoing for probably close to a decade, I would say. This acquisition will add 1,603 acres to our Weenass wildlife area. As I mentioned, it's owned by the NJK Corporation, 2.5 sections of property, and the funding for this is from two grants, one, a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Section 6 grant, as well as a State of Washington Recreation and Conservation Office grant. The property was appraised at $1.53 million, and it's anticipated that the payment in lieu of taxes to Kittitas County will be $5,482 per year. The operation and maintenance costs for this property initially will be covered by the grant while it's still open. If there's necessary survey, fencing, weed control, that will be covered by the grant. And then ultimately, we incorporate these acreages in our agency budget to request ongoing operation and maintenance. We've recently, as you've been briefed previously, updated our calculations for that operation and maintenance cost, and it's anticipated to be about $52 per acre for this property. This property is part of the Heart of the Cascades project, which has been ongoing for a number of years. Our target property is in the lower portion shown in red. This entire landscape was a collaborative effort by a number of partners to conserve, consolidate, and remove some of the checkerboard ownership, which presents some real management challenges. The next couple of slides will show you the acreage that we've acquired between 2006 and 2014, over 18,000 acres, with a coordinated effort by a number of people to acquire both federal and state grants for this landscape. To the north is the Tianaway Community Forest, a 50,000-acre acquisition owned by Department of Natural Resources. We also hold a conservation easement on that property. The brown checkerboard was a large purchase, over 48,000 acres, by the Nature Conservancy. Tremendous opportunity for the public, for recreation, for habitat on a very large scale in this landscape. The NJK property is bisected in the northern section by the South Fork Monastash Creek, thank you, providing that riparian habitat, steelhead spawning, potential habitat for bull trout, great corridor for deer and elk migration. It is forested. It's been cut over. It's not being purchased necessarily for the forestry, but for this diverse landscape, but again, cut by this riparian area. Mike, would you like to make comments on this one?
Thanks, Julie. Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Director Siswin, and Deputy Director Storr, I'm really excited to be here today. Both of these acquisitions before you today represent efforts and years of commitment on part of the department, as well as our NGO partners, the Nature Conservancy, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. The story behind the Heart of the Cascades goes back more than 15 years ago when the Department of Fish and Wildlife, as well as many others, learned that Plum Creek Timber Company was going to divest of their eastern Washington land holdings, somewhere in the tune of 70,000 acres. We knew because of the checkerboarded ownership pattern that it would be hard to find a single organization to buy the land. We did. My predecessor, Jeff Taylor, and others contacted private timber companies to see if anybody was interested, contacted the Forest Service, which would have made sense given that they're surrounding the private land. However, none of those players were interested at that time in purchasing the land. So a group of folks got together and started devising some strategies. The first one was actually a 10,000 acres that are south into Yakima County called the Tyotin Block that the department purchased in 2007. And that led to then the Heart of the Cascades 2010 project and eventually the Manastash. And now we're working on finishing up these other parcels. The multiple ownerships had really a lot of challenges if we saw that these were purchased by individual single ownerships. There's a number of roads on here that the public's grown accustomed to using for decades, families that go out and hunt elk and participate in outdoor recreation out there could have been shut off. In fact, we have great examples of where that has happened in the past. We were trying to prevent that from occurring with the acquisitions that the department made. Our goal was to purchase lands that were at least adjacent to Oak Creek Wildlife Area, the Weenas Wildlife Area, and LT Murray. And so that's what we were working on. The other piece to this is that we know that the dryland forests in eastern Washington are at severe risk of wildfire. And checkerboarded ownership makes it extremely difficult to manage that as a whole. With the purchase of the lands that the department has done, we can work within the Forest Collaborative called TPOSH. That includes the Yakima Nation, the Nature Conservancy, the Forest Service, Department of Natural Resources, and ourselves to manage this as a holistic block of land. And it's really made some significant strides for us for being able to manage it as such. So with that, I just wanted to mention that the NJK purchase has the same public values for access. It also has the stream and habitat restoration goals, and it's been a really significant project. I just wanted to thank a number of staff, including William Meyer, Mark Teske, Jennifer Nelson, all with the Habitat Program, Julie Sandberg and her team, for all the work that's happened on here, as well as our partners, the Nature Conservancy and Elk Foundation.
Thank you. Our second transaction just moves you a little.
Can I ask a
question
on
Mr. Thorburn.
The half section, on one of the land ownership maps that we have in our packet, it appears that the other half remains private. I mean, why is it 2.5 sections? What's that half section all about? And does it remain in private hands, that other half section?
So the landowners on that half section are not interested in selling their land right now.
Thank you.
So we're moving just a couple of townships to the south into northern Yakima County for our next transaction. This is known as the Cowichi Watershed Van Wyck property that's been in the Van Wyck family for many, many years. We are purchasing the first 3,555 acres of a nearly 4,800-acre ranch with the current funding that we have available. We are contributing a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Section 6 grant, as well as a lot of work that went into a generous donation from Pacific Power of $1 million towards this initial purchase for their mitigation. We're actively working on another grant to complete it. This would not have been possible without the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation keeping this landowner at the table and interested over several years, as well as Forterra, who has stepped up and offered to provide some bridge financing for us until we get our next grant. The property was appraised, the portion that we're buying in the red hatch, $2.6 million. and we anticipate that the payment in lieu of taxes to Yakima County will be approximately $16,815 per year. Again, the grant, while it's open, will cover a lot of our operation and maintenance for a couple of years for some initial weed control, fencing, and survey work if that's necessary on the property. And then the acreage will be rolled into our agency budget request to incorporate that operation and maintenance expense. Again, for this property, anticipated to be at about $52 per acre. We could spend the entire morning talking about this landscape, but I'll let Mike and Bill go into it a little bit further. What's unique about it is it's Eastern Cascades, oak conifer forest, blending down into that shrub steppe habitat. There are 18 different ecosystem types on this property. This is a very large, intact, single ownership for many, many years. It's been well managed, lightly grazed. It's habitat for golden eagles, tremendous migration corridor for the elk. It also has the state's most diverse population of butterflies due to these diverse ecosystems. So you can find it all. The property is bisected by South Fork Cowichi Creek. As I mentioned, it's been well maintained by the landowners. So a tremendous opportunity for us. I'll let Mike and Bill.
Thanks, Julie. So the Cowichi Van Wyck property also has a story behind it. Actually, we've had interest in it for a number of years, and in fact, over 12 years ago, the department came really close to an agreement with the current landowner, but we couldn't get to an agreement on the selling price, so we had to part ways. So that's why when in January 2017, the owner contacted us in Region 3, as well as the Alk Foundation, Bill Richardson here, and said he wanted to meet to discuss his property, we jumped on it. Julie mentioned some of the tremendous ecological values there. I wanted to mention one particular feature of this property, which is the landscape context. It sits between the high elevation summer range, as well as for deer and elk, as well as the lower elevation winter range. And Julie, if you go back one slide, I think it's that one. Yeah, so you see the Cowichi unit on the right-hand part of the slide there. We feed up to 2,000 elk every winter there. On that boundary, the eastern boundary of that parcel is an elk fence that prevents the elk from getting into, which you can see on the north side, the green. That's irrigated agriculture. A lot of high-value orchards and vineyards up there, and could potentially be millions of dollars of impact on those farmers' pockets if we allowed elk to get in there. The key here is the fact that this property lies right between their on their migratory pathway between summer and winter range. So many of the parcels around there, you notice, have the subdivided into smaller 40-acre, 20-acre parcels. The Van Wyck Ranch currently is not like that. If we fail to purchase this, there's a likely risk that it will get like that and eventually could become small ranchettes, create tremendous problems for us for managing elk, and likely require us to reconsider where we put our feeding station. We might have to move it further up in elevation, higher in the snow zone, and which might also require us to move our elk fence. That elk fence costs millions of dollars, so moving that could be extremely costly. So this acquisition project protects an investment that the department had put into elk management for the Yakima elk herd years ago. I also wanted to mention the valuable partnership that we have with the Elk Foundation and Forterra. Kristen Karabench is in the audience with us today as well. Without these people and their commitment to the project, we wouldn't be with you today because they've been able to do some discussions with the landowners and keep them in a place of waiting for us until we come up with the funding to make the acquisition real. One other thing here. So without a lot of more discussion, because I could go on for a long time, there's an icon on there for Pacific Power, and I wanted to just touch on that real briefly. The department had been working with the Bureau of Land Management and Pacific Power for a number of years to try and get them to relocate a power line that's going across the Yakima Training Center. We were unable to get them to reroute that power line. We had concerns about the impacts to sage grouse as well as other wildlife species. But we did negotiate a mitigation package, which included $1 million for shrub steppe protection in the Yakima Basin. So we're directing that $1 million for this property. And with that, I just wanted to make sure that everybody understands that these projects, they take a lot of time, they take a lot of patience, they take diverse partnerships, and a lot of staff in the department have spent a tremendous amount of time working on this. Ross Huffman, our lands operations manager, William Meyer, Mark Teske, Leah Hendricks, Julie Sandberg and her team, Michelle Burbage, as well as a bunch of other people that I'm not even mentioning right now, have put a lot of time into make these projects real, and we really appreciate your consideration for them.
These had been grazed. Were the owners now grazing cattle on this?
That's correct.
Do you foresee that going ahead?
Yes. It will be managed under, of course, the agency's criteria for grazing, but we will continue that.
Well, there again, on the 4-0, that was what we were told was going to happen on that. And then when the landowner that had it went away, the grazing went away, and it was a major knife fight to get partial grazing back on there. How locked down is this on this proposition?
So I'm going to let Bill answer that real in a second, but what I wanted to say, Commissioner, is that we've been working with North Yakima Conservation District for a number of years. One of their board members is actually a lessee out there, and they've put together a lease for him to continue for the next 5 years, I believe. But we recognize in this local community that we're not going to be able to make land acquisitions like this without having strong commitments to going forward with working lands. And this is one of those projects that we just wouldn't be able to do without that. So we do have the support of the local conservation district and the county.
Well, all I'm saying is it better be locked down pretty tight, because we fell prey to the same thing. And the minute that Odom went away, the grazing went away. And, yeah, we got some partial back on there, but it's nothing like it should be.
Commissioner Holtzmiller, we have memorialized a grazing lease with a succession plan on that grazing lease. So we're doing the best we can to ensure that that does continue. It's very important to the Elk Foundation, as well as to the Yakima County and to the local community. Keep working lands working. We believe in that.
Thank you. We have no public comment.
So,
I apologize.
No worries. I wanted to address that, but Chair Carpenter, Director Siswin, members of the commission, my name is Bill Richardson. I'm the lands program manager for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. I'm not going to repeat a bunch of what was already said, but I do want to provide you guys a little bit of history about this property. It's one of the most unique properties I've worked on in my career. It's a relic of the sheep grazing industry from early in the 20th century. Mr. Van Wyck's grandparents put the property together in a series of transactions as a base for their family sheep operation. And while there were some homesteads and a sawmill previously on the property, there are no buildings present whatsoever anywhere on the property at this time. And in fact, you'd be hard-pressed to even identify evidence of settlement activity. And then the absence of roads is one of the most striking features. It's got only about 3/4 of a mile of road per square mile across this entire property. Very, very unique. It makes it a wildlife haven. Elk, deer, bull trout, steelhead, golden eagles, a host of butterfly species migrate elevationally in the Cowichi watershed, and they thrive in this unroded habitat. And so for wintering and migrating wildlife, it's a fantastic addition to the Oak Creek Wildlife Area. And I want to emphasize that Mr. Van Wyck views this transaction as protecting his legacy and his family legacy, that in keeping the land undeveloped and available for wildlife and the public's enjoyment. And then I'll just close with echoing thanks. The great crew at WDFW, I can't emphasize enough, Julie and Michelle Burbage and Mike, Ross Huffman, William Meyer, Mark Teske. We spent several days together doing preparation for WWRP. That was treasured time out in the woods. And as well as the folks at Forterra, because without Forterra, we wouldn't be here today. So, again, I urge your approval, and thank you.
The transactions as presented by staff.
Do we have a motion? Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Thorburn. Any further comment? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Appreciate your work.